Time is almost 8:07. Currently fair skies in downtown Wausau at our Bow Falls Radio Studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature stands at 39 degrees. Should be a good-looking day here in North Central Wisconsin. Glad you could start it off with us here on the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us by going to facebook.com and x.com and go to our Bow Falls Radio page, and you'll be able to watch us and also comment and join the program as well. Coming up on today's program, in about half an hour, a little less than half an hour, we'll be doing our weekly Thursday feature, North Star Knows, with North Star Restoration and North Star Builds. And on this Earth Week, we'll be talking about some water conservation initiatives and also sustainable construction and energy saving windows. So again, that'll be North Star Knows coming up at 8:34 this morning here on the program. Good morning to Ian Welsh. Ian.
Good morning, Chad.
I will be back with you in just a little bit, but first we have waiting, as we do every Thursday morning to kick off the program, the host of Up North News Radio that can be heard from 6 until 8 a.m. right before this program, Pat Kreitlow. Pat, good morning.
That's me. Yes, hi. Good morning.
And Pat,
nice to be here.
Very good. And Pat, yesterday I was at my desk doing some work, and of course I've got the radio on, making sure, monitoring what's on our airwaves, and there's a promo. And you were on Nightlight last night with Pete Schwab.
I was.
Does every host on this network say, if I need a guest, got to reach out to Pat Kreitlow? Are you the number one guy that everybody's reaching out to?
Oh, I think far from it. I think it maybe is Todd Alba or Maggie Dawn, maybe Kroot still.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. But it's all part of that cross-pollination, or should we say cross-promotion, that right. We do. And if it gets us a few more listeners in the morning, especially since Up North News Radio is not on all of the same stations that Nightlight is. And so for those folks that, you know, we're not on, for example, in Green Bay, where right. The show is, where Pete Schwab's show is based out of. So if it gets a few of them to actually listen to our show through the Civic Media app, then, you know, that much better. It's not always nice to make new friends and listeners.
I got to say that in the last hour, I thought it was really terrific stuff in that first half hour when you were talking to Dr. Lyerly and discussing basically two kind of big issues in the Supreme Court between yesterday and today. And it started off by talking about that Idaho case that it made me shake my head. I mean, I was kind of riveted, because sometimes you're always riveting, but I thought that discussion was so important. And one thought that came to mind when you were talking about, again, reproductive rights and basically having women that come into hospitals and having a certain limit on whether or not they're going to be treated in this era, it's almost a game of whack-a-mole, or separate lanes, because right now, during this campaign cycle, we see a lot of Republicans trying to talk about in one lane, oh, I'm for this. I'm not for, you know, passing these draconian laws in all areas. And at the same time, you still see all these laws that are right now in these state legislatures being pushed forward that are basically the opposite of what a lot of these leading Republican politicians, including their presumptive nominee for president of the United States, are saying. Again, I go back more than a decade back to when Scott Walker said, no, I'm not going to be going after unions or going after educators. No. And then immediately gets into office, and the first thing they do is pass it. Right. It's this game of whack-a-mole, isn't it?
It really is. Again, there has been so much that was not done in good faith when it comes to reproductive rights, starting with now every conservative Supreme Court justice who during their nomination hearings, when they were a Supreme Court nominee, said, it's settled law. You know, it doesn't matter what I think because Roe v. Wade is settled law. The only one who kind of left the door open unapologetically so would be the one who is most unapologetically to the right, and that would be Samuel Alito. But every other one of them, you know, said something about stare decisis or settled law or what have you. And it turns out that that was a lie. It was, well, it's settled law until I can get more people that think like me in the majority, and then we're going to strike down this right that had been foundational and constitutional for nearly 50 years. And then there's plenty of bad faith from people who say, well, I'm for IVF. I support IVF.
Yes.
Yet you signed on as a co-sponsor to some variation of a fetal personhood bill, which would, again, endanger IVF services. So you just... Donald Trump is trying to have it both ways, yeah, taking credit for abolishing Roe v. Wade, but saying, well, these state bans, they go too far. But you can bet your bottom dollar if he gets in office, he's not going to lift a finger to stop the most extreme things that turn women's health into second-class citizen status.
And that's, again, why I think it's vitally important to get away from personalities when it comes to this election, that there are basic philosophies that are going to be on the ballot. And you can go into the rabbit hole of personalities for, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But again, it's about the issues, isn't it? And people have to really focus on the issues beyond the poll numbers, beyond the personalities, and beyond anything else.
I would second that, you know, 100%. When people talk about, for example, President Joe Biden's age, is he old? Yes, of course he is. So is the other guy who is in far worse physical shape and less likely to make it to the age that Joe Biden is right now. But that's not the point. The point is, what are his values, and her someday when women are running for president and elected president, what are his values, and what is the team that you're electing? You're not electing one person, one president, one governor. You're electing a team that has a certain set of values. And are you going to go with the ones who are tap dancing all over the place to try not to tell you how against women's health rights they are, or the ones who have always been firm and direct about restoring the rights that women had under Roe v. Wade? So, yeah, you can hear promises all day long from an individual. Look at the team. Look at the values.
Another value that I think has been advanced during the last 3+ years is, again, workers' rights, and mm-hmm. something that Joe Biden has been a fighter for his entire career. But this week, it was a story that came across that I think involves people within our business. Anybody who's been in our business for a long time, the Federal Trade Commission said that these non-compete clauses, and there's a broadcast organization here in Wausau that's also throughout the Midwest, hint, hint, that has used non-compete clauses exceptionally tough over the years. And basically, it's if you leave or if they ask you to leave, you're not able to work in that market. You have to move away. You have to go find another job outside of where you're currently living. And this week, in what I think is a big ruling for worker rights, they said, no, these non-competes are not fair to workers. And again, I think that is something that may get a little bit under the radar, but we've seen a number of these kind of movements from this administration that have to be looked at, again, beyond the personalities. What has actually been done for workers' rights? And I think this is another really good example.
And unfortunately, you can look back at past Democratic presidents, Obama, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, and say, well, they talked a good game, but how much did they really do in the area of expanding workers' rights and consumer rights, you could argue as well, but let's stick to the workers. And there is no doubt that this president has done more to advance worker rights than any other president in the modern era. You have a president who has walked a picket line with striking auto workers, a president who is working to get rid of the abuse of non-compete agreements, which, you know, have their place for massive, you know, trade secrets and things like that, but not just because you don't want your kid to go to the or you don't want your employee to go to the competition across the street.
Right.
That's not good enough. It should never be good enough. It's if you're going to believe in the free market, you should have the free market for employees as well. And then the other announcement that came down from the Biden administration this week, and that was raising the threshold for overtime pay for salaried workers. It's something in the high 30s now, and eventually it's going to be, you know, closer to $50,000. And what you have there is a whole lot of folks in what you'd say lower to middle management. They're no longer hourly employees. They're on a salary. And they are working way more than 40 hours a week and getting nothing for it because the law doesn't require it. Now, as that threshold is raised, more workers will get time and a half for working over 40 hours a week for a salary. Again, no other president, in my mind, has done that for workers until now.
And finally, you also touched a little bit on the court case reaching the Supremes today. Donald Trump saying that I can, you know, shoot anybody in the street, and if it's fine, president, I can do that. You said, you said basically at the last level, they laughed and they said, no, you can't, you know, but yet the Republican, I should say the conservative majority on the court has said, oh, we'll listen to presidential immunity. I'm not as confident that these guys are gonna actually look at it and say, hey, this is ridiculous in some way. I mean, because there's different ways you can shade anything these days in these court cases. Are they going to stand up and say, Donald, you've gone too far, finally?
I do. I think they will. Again, you can be what is to really be a rock-ribbed conservative American means that you are an American and that there are still some rules. There are still some guardrails, including checks and balances and accountability. Now, their standards for that might be much more lax than somebody on the left side of the spectrum, but they're not non-existent, because non-existence on presidential immunity is monarchy. And we're not doing monarchy today is what I hope the Supremes will say to this case.
You can hear him every weekday morning from 6 until 8 a.m. right here on Bull Falls Radio. Pat Kreibel. Pat, again, thanks for joining us, and have a great Thursday and a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. See ya.
The time is 8:18. We'll come back, take a peek at the weather forecast as we do every weekday at 8:20. And then don't forget, at 8:34, it's North Star Knows. North Star Knows every Thursday. With North Star Restoration and North Star Build. So, big hour coming up here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Hello, Wausau. I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
And we're from the Wausau Business Show, which airs this Saturday again. They're letting us back on the air.
I can't believe it.
We'll see you Saturday morning, 8 to 9, on Bull Falls Radio, where we'll talk to the president of Wausau Tile, Jim Waldron, will join us. And Red Lobster news, Paul. What are we doing?
We're going to be taking a lobster bus to the nearest Red Lobster. 60 of us.
More information on wausaubusiness.com if you want to register for that bus tour, the lobster bus. Come join us. We're going to Red Lobster.
Yeah! You can be me, and I'll drink all the time, 'cause we're lovers, that is the fact. Yes, we're lovers, that is the fact.
David Bowie. Again, we talked a little bit about David Bowie yesterday when Sean Wright from the Grand Theater came in. If you're a big fan of Bowie, they have the great tribute experience, Space Oddity, the ultimate David Bowie tribute. Stars David Brighton, widely considered the world's best David Bowie impersonator. They'll take stage at the Grand Theater coming up tomorrow night. Again, tomorrow night, Space Oddity. And if you missed our discussion with Sean Wright yesterday, or Bob Look yesterday, or earlier in the week, we talked to Kyle Kilborn, the 7th District Democratic candidate for Congress. If you missed any of our previous programs, don't forget you can go to our show page, BowFallsRadio.com /shows, and then look for Chad Holmes Show. Click on that, or wherever you get your podcast as well. So, but again, if you're a Bowie fan, make sure you get those tickets for tomorrow night at the historic Grand Theater, Space Oddity, the ultimate David Bowie tribute. The time is 8:22. Normally at this time, we speak to Brittany Merlot, but Brittany unable to join us this morning. But quickly, a look at the weather, and it's going to be a great day weather-wise here in central Wisconsin. Today, lots of sunshine and temperatures will reach 60 degrees. So if you have any afternoon outdoor activities you would like to get involved with, today would be a great day. Sunny, a high of 60, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming south in the morning. Tonight, mostly clear, low dropping to 35. Then the rains will come. In fact, it's going to be a very wet weekend. Tomorrow, showers likely, mainly after 5 p.m. Otherwise, increasing clouds during much of the day, high near 57 degrees. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 31 miles per hour. Then the showers Friday night. Thunderstorms also possible after 11 p.m., a low of 45. Saturday, showers, possibly a thunderstorm. Warmer, high near 72, but warm but wet on Saturday. And again, breezy. Saturday, southeast winds 14 to 22 miles per hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon. And those wind gusts could be as high as 37 miles per hour. Saturday night, showers, possibly a thunderstorm, low of 48, and more of the same on Sunday. Showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. and a high of 56. And even on Monday, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, a high near 62. We are going to get a lot of rain between Friday and Monday. Then finally Tuesday, the sun returns. But boy, oh boy, make sure you have the rain slickers. Make sure you have the umbrellas, because it will be a drencher for quite a number of days over the course of the weekend. And again, we'll have Brittany Merlot back with us tomorrow for all the details on our weekend forecast here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Also, a quick note that coming up later on, early this evening, late afternoon, we have high school softball, East and West, Wausau West Warriors and the Wausau East Lumberjacks in high school softball. The game will be played over at Wausau East. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 5:50, a little bit later than a normal spring sports start, but they're pushed it back a little bit. Got the lights now over at East and West, and today the game over at East. So today, 5:50 airtime, 6 o'clock for the first pitch, Warriors and the Lumberjacks in high school softball, live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, normally on Thursdays, we really don't get a chance to talk to Ian Welsh until the second hour, because it's always a chock full of guests in the first hour with Pat Kreitlow to start off the show, then Brittany with us for the weather, and then, of course, North Star Knows coming up after our information update at the bottom of the hour. But a chance to say good morning to our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Well, we're getting towards the end of the work week, but I know it's been a busy week for you. Yesterday, when after you left, I was checking out the social media, and I saw on the Wausau Community Theater page they actually had a video from your rehearsal from a couple of nights ago. Did you see that?
I did.
Were you in there? I didn't see you there.
I think I was in there maybe a little bit. I think we're focusing on the tap.
Yeah.
Dancing, I'm not a part of that just yet.
Okay. But you had another rehearsal last night?
We did. Yeah. And it was mostly just a music, a review, just kind of going over the big ensemble numbers. But, no, it's coming along very nicely. I mean, we're sounding really good every time we go through those songs. But... We were talking about you saw a WCT on social media. I thought you were talking about the other story that WCT was having financial issues.
I did actually see that. What's going on with that? How serious are those issues? What needs to be done right now to keep it financially viable?
Basic information that I know is that we don't have very many sponsors. Right now, the big thing is that we haven't been selling a lot of tickets for past shows, and we've been going through a lot of financial instability. And we'll mm-hmm. have it. The WCET board has been working very hard to, you know, find out exactly where we are financially, which they will know more about after anything goes is over. But yeah, if we can't find more sponsors or raise the appropriate amount of money, WCT, we have to close its doors.
Well, that is not good news, to say the least. So hopefully if there's folks out there that are able to in some way support Wausau Community Theater, which has been, I mean, I don't know how many years it's been around. I just know it's been around for
WCT has been around for over 80 years.
80 years. I mean, that would be just an incredible shame. And as we've talked about so very often, this area so good for the arts, and that would be just a massive blow. And I think we'll have to look into that and maybe talk to somebody and get some more information and see if we can't get that word out there a little bit on this program. So, again, that...
Maybe we can get some members on the board on the... a show to talk about these
that
issues.
Would be a very good idea. But if you have a chance, check out Wausau Community Theater's website, check them out on Facebook, and read the statement that was put out concerning some of the issues right now with WCT. Coming up, we will have a information update. We're going to find out what's going on in news, weather, and sports. We do that at the top of the hour and the bottom of the hour, every hour here on Civic Media and Bull Falls Radio. And then after that, it is Thursday. You know what that means? If it's Thursday, that means it's time for North Star Knows. Yep, North Star Restoration and North Star Builds. And today, of course, this week, it is was Earth Day earlier in the week, Earth Week. And we're going to talk about some ways that you can conserve water conservation initiatives. And also we're going to be talking about, as well, sustainable construction and energy-saving windows. And again, the little things that can go a long way. So we'll jump into a North Star Knows coming up after our information update with Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. And again, you can join us on our Facebook page and our Twitter, or I should say our X page. And you can see the stream. You can see all of us around the table. And you can also join us on the program. Again, if you have a question on anything we're talking about, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And you can also text us if you're a little shy, not wanting to be on with your voice on the radio, on the phone. You can also text us at that very same number, 715-382-9297. And every Thursday, and I got to tell you, it feels like it was Thursday yesterday. I mean, this is insane how things are just going so
it's
quickly.
It's flying by.
I mean, how many shows have we done now?
It feels probably like this is getting close to 10.
I mean, it's
at least a couple months.
We're really rolling. But every Thursday morning, North Star Knows and North Star Restoration and North Star Builds, Jay Cricks and John Garcia, gentlemen. Great to have you back on.
Excellent. Glad to be here.
Good to see you.
Absolutely. Good. It's good to have you both back. I think the last couple of weeks have been one or the other.
One or the other.
But it's great to have you both back across the table. This week, obviously, earlier in the week, we talked quite a bit about being Earth Day. And, of course, Wisconsin with a connection with Earth Day, former Senator and Governor Gaylord Nelson was the man who really got it going and ultimately got Earth Day adopted globally in 1990. But the thing about Earth Day and about doing things the right way, it can also save you money and also save you a lot of headaches as well. We're going to go into a couple of different ways we can do that today, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about water conservation and some energy conservation tips that we can pass on to the greater public.
And water conservation, obviously, is something that goes hand in hand with Earth Day in terms of, I think, of a lot of what's been talked about over the last, man, when you think about it, it's over half a century now. It should be easy because I was born in 70. If Earth Day was 70, I should know exactly how long it's been. But resources, natural resources, anything to keep them sustainable that we can do is important. And I know you guys at North Star are thinking about that as well.
We are. So, you know, when we were putting the show together this week, being, you know, Earth Day, Earth Week, and looking at all the different things that we do and situations that we come across, water conservation just sort of floated right to the top of the list, you could say. And, you know, it's basically, you know, when it comes to water conservation, there's a lot of things that we can do in our daily life mm-hmm. that that can, you know, really go a long way. And that's anything from, you know, fixing, you know, simple leaks like a dripping faucet or a toilet that runs consistently or, you know, any of those appliances that might need a little bit of maintenance, as well as replacing some appliances that may be a more efficient type of appliance that uses less water. You know, for example, a leaking faucet, you know, something that's a really slow drip, like mm-hmm. just 10 little drips per minute, just really slow drip, drip, drip. That adds up to 43 gallons of water per month, you know, and a steady, more fast drip, almost like a not quite a steady stream. That could be up to almost 1,300 gallons of water a month, just in a, just one faucet. Now think about
that's amazing.
Yeah. Really now is. Think about how many leaking faucets, how many homes, yeah. how many apartment buildings, condos, you know, all of these faucets and all of these buildings all around town, all around the state that are dripping and leaking. So there's a huge effort that could be put forth just to, you know, fix those drip, you know, leaking faucets or those toilets that consistently run. You know, a refrigerator water line can lose between 714 gallons in 24 hours. Now, obviously, you're going to notice that. That's yeah. going to turn into a water damage. But a toilet supply line, those flow at about 2 to 3 gallons per minute. So if a toilet supply line were to break, mm-hmm. it could lose up to 3,000 gallons a day. And as we kind of go through this list, the bigger the appliance,
yeah.
the more water that can come out. You know, a washing machine hose can leak up to 10 to 12 gallons per minute. Causing more than 12,000 gallons in a 24-hour period. And trust us, we've definitely been in some homes where you leave for the day mm-hmm. and, you know, you might have thrown a load of laundry in or you may have flushed the toilet right before you left for work and you come home to a mess. Now, a leaking faucet is totally different than a broken water supply line. But it's the amount of water that can come out of a half-inch supply line throughout the course of the day. I mean, you could use 10,000 gallons in 24 hours. And that is not a mess that you we want to come home to. So there are some things that you can do as a homeowner, and we'll kind of get into that stuff right here as we go through to prevent that stuff from happening.
In one of the, I think, the common threads of things we've been talking about over the past couple of months is the importance of not just seeing something and then I'll yeah. take care of it, or it's not that big of a deal
when I get around to it.
Being proactive yeah. that what could be a very, frankly, simple solution turns into a much bigger problem if you just say, well, it's not that big of an issue. Being proactive, it sounds right. like, again, when you think about a leaking faucet, a couple, you know, a few times a minute, you think, I got all these other things to do.
Right.
Taking care of the little things can lead to where you don't have to bring in the insurance guy, don't have to right. bring in you guys.
Exactly.
I mean, it really, it seems like over the last couple of months, that's one of the threads. Take care of the problem as soon as you can.
You know, as homeowners, we have a lot of things to deal with. And, you know, a lot of homeowners are well-equipped to swap out a faucet or swap out a toilet. Some homeowners have no clue how to right. do something like that. And, you know, we're just a phone call away. Even though we're not plumbers, we do have an entire, you know, bay of plumbers that we work with that we could, you know, pass your name onto. Or it's just a quick Google search. You know, you go on Google, look for the ones with, you know, all of the 5-star ratings and the good reviews and give them a call. Or it's maybe you know a plumber. Maybe you've got a friend that can refer you. But, you know, doing something about it is the main thing. Mm-hmm. You know, not just letting that faucet drip, not letting that toilet continually run. Getting in there, it's if it's a toilet, it's probably just a float or something like that inside the toilet tank. You know, it's a, mm-hmm. you know, 1995 part probably at Home Depot and, you know, 20 minutes of someone's time to swap it out. So, and that's how you learn how to do things too. Well, I've never done that before.
Right.
Well, all of us have never done that before until you actually do it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you turn the water supply line off to the toilet, you flush it down, get all the water out of the tank. You know, it's a pretty simple process on swapping those parts out. And it's a pretty simple process putting it back together. I mean, there's some really good YouTube videos out there. You could look up your make and model and watch the video quick and just get it done. You don't always have to hire somebody to do it.
That's one of the aspects. You know, sometimes I'll complain about technology. I wish we were back in the 80s, but boy, one thing that is out there now are answers in very digestible forms,
sure,
where you're able to actually see it and not even just have to read about it, but actually see it. Because so often, for myself, if I'm able to see how it's done, it's so much easier. And that's a really good point to search out, you know, some information before even making a call to you guys or anybody else in terms of those kind of issues.
You know, and there's some really good technology pieces out there. So, you know, if I wasn't in the industry that I'm in, I would not be aware that there is it's an automatic water shutoff control piece that you can put on your water meter. And it watches, or it manages, or pays attention to, I guess you could say, the flow of water coming through that meter. And it can be controlled with an app. And what happens is, if suddenly there is a long, prolonged surge of water going through the meter, longer than a shower, longer than what a washing machine would use, like it's detecting a break in the line, it's got the capability of shutting the water off to the home. And wow, what a huge difference that could make for somebody that, you know, just threw that load of laundry in, or maybe they just, you know, did something, or maybe it's just a mechanical failure and the fittings just finally wore out. And now that line has popped and you've got, you know, 24 hours, 10,000 gallons is a lot of water. It would be really handy to have that that automatic thing. It would send you an alert to your phone. Oh, shut it down. Then you can, you know, either get back home, check out what happened, and turn it back on.
But, just to touch on that real quick, we actually had a loss down on Petenwell. It was a second home cottage for a guy, and the insurance actually had coverage for them to use up to $5,000 to install. It's a Moen Flow Smart is what they're called, to actually install that on the cottage, because they're only up there X amount of days a year. So they actually covered that cost for our plumber to install that. And then, like Jay said, it basically monitors the historical data. And as soon as there's an irregularity in the water usage, it'll alert your phone and then shut it off, which is super cool.
You know, and another thing that I kind of wanted to touch on was just know your home.
Yeah.
You know, so many people, if you asked them, where's your water shut off at? A lot of people wouldn't know.
Don't ask me.
Yeah, exactly. It's in the basement somewhere, right?
Right.
So, you know, that's another thing. If you don't have the automatic, you know, technology water shut off, at least know where your water shut off is. So if something does happen in the moment, people aren't like, oh my God, how do I shut the water off? And some people just call a plumber or just call us. Yeah. And it's like, you shut the water off? It's like, no, I don't know how to do that. And it could be another 30 minutes before we get to your house, and think about all those gallons that are just flowing out. And it's a stressful situation. So I would say one thing we can do for Earth Week is fix those leaky faucets, fix those toilets that consistently run, you know, pay attention to that kind of stuff, and then learn where your water shutoff valve is. You know, in case there is an emergency, at least you can conserve the water that would have been flowing out, and you can at least shut it down. And wait for the team to arrive.
Again, we're talking to Jay Cricks and John Garcia, North Star Knows, with North Star Restoration and North Star Builds, every Thursday morning right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Turning to our next topic here of this program, sustainable construction. And I know this is something that I imagine, John, you've been involved with, and Jay as well. And also the energy. We hear a lot about energy-saving windows. I think we've heard a lot about that. Let's delve into this, because obviously when you start a project, I think that must be really front of mind, that these ideas have probably moved into what you guys do over the last number of years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you look at a lot of projects, and your main area we're going to have heat loss is your windows and then also your attic if it's not properly insulated. So
especially in Wisconsin.
Yes. Right? Yeah. And the further north you go, obviously, the worse it's going to be. So when you look at a window as a whole, a window has what's called a U factor. And that's basically telling you how much heat is transferred through a window. So the lower the U factor, the more efficient a window is going to be. A U factor between 0.2 and 0.3 is going to be considered very high efficiency, and actually the energy saving to get that ENERGY STAR rating stamp on the window it actually it used to be a 0.27, but as of October of 2023, they changed it to 0.22.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that wants that stamp on their window, which is everyone wants it, you want to have yep. that Energy Star rating, they have to go in and make adjustments to make their windows more energy efficient, which is good for everybody. You know, will it increase costs a little bit? Absolutely. But is it going to save you money on the back end as far as heating costs, cooling costs? Absolutely. So just looking at windows, if you're at like an old farmhouse and you have a wood single pane window, you're looking at a U factor of 0.99. Mm-hmm. And you're wanting to be down in that 0.2 to 0.3. So you're going to lose a lot of yeah. heat.
What if they have one of those old storm windows on the outside of their single pane?
It's going to help you out a little yeah, bit. But not much. Not much. So, you know, you look at those windows, you have no argon gas in between the glass. A lot of people now, especially up north by like Minocqua, Eagle River, they're actually doing triple pane glass, mm-hmm. which will give you a little bit better R value and U factor. So beyond that, you also have to look at the insulating around the window perimeter. So when you install a window, you have that gap between your studs and the window itself. And a lot of old homes either have nothing or they might have some fiberglass, newspaper, literally.
Newspaper.
I mean, we've seen some weird things stuffed in the cracks. And the biggest thing is the air sealing. So you want to make sure that you're not getting the air infiltration from the exterior coming inside the house. So that's a big one, is making sure that you're having the proper insulation around the window so the window can perform as needed.
Absolutely. We got to talk more about this, but we have to go away for about a minute, and then we're going to come back, talk more with Jay Cricks and John Garcia. Again, it's North Star Restoration and North Star Builds. North Star knows every Thursday right here on Bull Falls Radio. So more to come in just over a minute. Here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And welcome back. North Star Knows on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app with John Garcia and Jay Cricks of North Star Restoration and North Star Builds. I'm Chad Holmes. We've been talking a little bit about windows, and we were just talking when I was saying that one of the aspects that is sort of, you know, it's like a lose-lose. If you have all these drafts coming in, you're going to lose in terms of the bottom line, but you're also going to lose because you're going to be uncomfortable, you know, so many months of the year here in Wisconsin.
Correct, yeah. You don't want to be sitting on your couch all winter and feeling a cold air breeze coming through. No. You know,
it's nice to be under cover once in a while, but you don't want to be sitting there the entirety. And again, something I also said, a thread that I think I've noticed in the last couple of months is, number one, again, being proactive, but number two, also when you start the process, and you obviously start with the process so often with a lot of different customers, is that you'll give the options, and you'll see one that says, you know, this is a little bit more costly than maybe option B, but so very often in the long run, it's not going to save you a little bit of money. It's going to save you a lot of money.
Correct. Yeah. And the more windows you have, you know, if you have a large window wall, basically, that's looking out to the lake on a cottage up north, you know, if you look at the price difference between a dual pane glass or a triple pane glass, yeah, it's going to be quite a bit. But when you look at the size of the square footage of window that you have and then the amount of temperature loss that you're going to have,
mm-hmm.
that initial cost, yes, it's going to be more, but you're going to save way more on your heating bill, your electric bill, however you're heating your home. It's really going to be a cost savings in the end.
Specific solutions. And again, you know, we were talking about, you're trying to, you know, be as sustainable and have the savings in more ways than one. What are some of the ideas and some of the suggestions that you guys have?
Yeah, so 3M actually makes it's a sun control window film. And so let's say you don't want to replace your windows, you can actually get this 3M film and apply it to the window, and it's going to help with that heat transfer. And it could actually block up to 79% of the sun's heat that's coming through, which leads to about 30%, an increase in 30% in your utility bill, which is huge. So if you don't have the money to, let's say, swap out your windows or replace, you know, the big window in your living room that you've always had issues with where the sun's coming in, you can get this 3M window film, and you can either apply it yourself or you can call a local company in town. Window Enhancements in Wausau here does that as well. They can come out, take a look at it, and give you a price on just doing the window film if you're not wanting to spend that additional money to replace the entire window.
It's pretty amazing because, again, I was looking at some of the notes that were sent over. 9-degree difference. That's a huge difference. And as you said, this was an option, and obviously, you know, putting in the best windows is also an option, but just the fact that this option has such a huge effect, I found to be very, very interesting, very impressive.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the technology out there just keeps getting better and better. You know, they same thing with 3M. They make a window film that'll make a window glass tempered. Mm-hmm. Like if you have a window that isn't tempered, you can get film that'll make it a tempered glass. So just things like that are just super cool. It's really neat to see them come out with things that are that help everybody as the years go by.
Another aspect that can save you money is tax credits and incentives. There are a lot of incentives out there that, again, in this push to try to go in this direction, there's some other things to think about.
Yeah, so if you go on the website, you can actually look up the tax credits, and there's some for air sealing and insulation. So if you're going to go up in your attic, air seal all your penetrations, you're going to put in the proper amount of insulation in your attic, there's tax credits for that, depending on the time of year, depending on what the IRS comes out with. Also, same thing with windows. If you're going to get new windows, there's certain tax credits through certain manufacturers that you can get up to a certain amount or percentage, depending on what the window package is. Same thing with doors. Anything basically that's going to help your home become more energy efficient, they try to have those tax credits and incentives, so it helps out with the burden, you know, that you're going to be spending all the money. Just, you know, it really helps out in the end, and they want everyone to have a more efficient home.
Absolutely.
You know, also talking about local incentives, there are some local utility companies that are offering some credits for installing EPA WaterSense high-rated efficiency toilets. So I'm not sure exactly where our listenership covers, but I know over in Fond du Lac and Madison specifically, they offer you a $100 utility credit for having a WaterSense toilet installed in your home. So that could be a nice little, you know, $100 bill back in your pocket. Also, I'd like to encourage the listeners not to get them to switch radio stations, but
I'm getting nervous now.
Wisconsin Public Service, you can hear it on NPR, but Wisconsin's Public Service Commission, their water regulation, they have some topics in regards to the EPA, and you can go on there and take a 10-minute water challenge survey and help you identify and fix the leaks that you have in your home. So some good resources out there to look into as well.
Fantastic. And again, I think this was a fantastic topic-filled show for this Earth Week. And again, one of the things that I've been so impressed with in the last couple of months, again, is how everything does connect.
It really is.
And everything that you guys do. And when you first bring this up, and as you said, I think a little bit earlier, well, it's not specifically in a lot of ways with North Star, but boy, it does come back to what you guys do as well.
Absolutely. You know, could you put in some of these safety measures, and if something were to happen in your home, one, there's a dual savings. One, you're going to stop water if you've got a control valve that'll automatically shut it off, or if you just know where to shut your water off, you can permit or prevent that water from, you know, maybe you only have a couple thousand gallons instead of 10 or 20,000 gallons going to your home. But the backside of that is the amount of energy that's needed to dry the home. We'll need less fans, less dehumidifiers, less deconstruction, building materials, all that stuff. It all adds up. So the more that you can prevent on the front end, and the bigger cost savings monetarily there'll be. But then there's a less of an impact on the environment as well. By, like I just said, we'll need to use less building materials and less energy to get the home back to a pre-loss condition.
And again, be proactive.
Yes.
I think you just have to underline that so very often that, boy, if you see there's a problem, don't think it's a small problem. Take care of it.
Yep.
So much more easier. And
Yep. And you know, a lot of pre-planning goes a long way, especially on the remodel side or a reconstruction side or a new build. Sitting down with somebody, a designer that can help you. Okay, we're going to pick out not necessarily the cheapest windows, but we're going to get you some really good energy rated savings windows, or maybe it's the way that they insulate the attic or whatever it might be. Just having that pre-plan in place is so important. It goes so much further in the long run. You might pay a little bit more up front, but it's going to save you so much in the end.
North Star knows. Every Thursday, Jay Cricks, John Garcia. Again, they want to find out more about North Star Restoration, North Star Builds. Where do they go?
Well, they can come here every Thursday from, from 8:30 to 9. Otherwise, you can hit us up on Facebook. Just type in North Star. We're the only one around that's going to come up on our Facebook page. Otherwise, you can give our office a call at 715-302-0529 or shoot us an email at North.